is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong,
Kyung. Hi, Kyung. Good moves. You're number one.
Kyung is a Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, shouldn't you be in school?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Unforgettable.
什么呀？他想问我什么呀？
Stand by for hot geisha action.
Oh, geisha. We've never had a geisha on the show.
什么呀？他想问我什么呀？
That's how you stay.
That's right, Jackie Chan. Her name is Pi. P-Y.
Oh, my
hello,
darling.
Pi.
什么呀？他想问我什么呀？
It's incredible.
Air Pi.
什么呀？他想问我什么呀？
So chocolate pie.
什么呀？他想问我什么呀？
Cherry pie.
Chocolate pie.
Lemon meringue pie.
Apple pie.
Boston cream pie.
Blueberry pie. Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Sweet tater pie.
Celebrating 20 years of genius. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, let's amend that. We are now beginning our 22nd year of mediocrity together.
22nd years.
Correct.
22nd year. 22nd. The 22nd years.
The
what?
This is the 22nd year.
Okay.
You and I have been America's most beloved and most misunderstood radio duo.
Over two decades in service.
2 decades of screwing the pooch. 2 decades of almost getting it right.
That's right. Almost, but not quite.
2 decades.
That's going to be the title of my book. Almost, but not quite.
2 decades of blowing up balloons.
With stuff in them.
Okay, here she is now. And her book is called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha.
Wow.
And she has a website, AmericanGeishaHouse.com. Here's a Pi. Hi, Pi.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you, Pi?
Very good.
How are you?
Hello?
We're here. We're very, I didn't know they had geishas in America.
Well, as American geisha, I just called the American for American woman who wants to get married and then have a love.
Now, do you have experience with the geisha culture in Japan?
I'm Korean.
Korean,
there's
okay.
There's a Korean kissing in Korea, and then I did some research, and then I realized the Korean kissing and Japanese geisha have a similar archetype of a femininity, classy sexiness, and beauty to attract men.
I'm reading part of a book here.
Is it naughty?
Now, I'm going to have to be careful with this because we're on the radio.
Okay, very good.
I have to be careful, too.
She does suggest that the genital area be soft as grease. And one of the titles...
Hers or the man?
No, the ladies.
Ah.
And one of the titles of one of the we can certainly say this. One of the subtitles here is called Looking at Your Vagina.
Oh, you can say that word?
Yes, you can. Not repeatedly, but you can say it.
Can't say it over and over again, but we can say it once.
You have vibrator lube and handheld mirror.
Uh-huh.
And you have shaved your area naked.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time to acquaint yourself with your genitals. For the very first session, you'll want bright lights so you can use the mirror's two sides, close-up and extra close-up, to see in magnified detail your and anal, often hidden in that visually inaccessible place down there between your thighs.
Oh, so you want to make sure that it looks just right, right?
That's true, too. Make sure how you feel with your own body before you actually have sex with a man.
Amen. Let's give the first round of applause I'm going to give her.
Tell me something, Pi. If you were with an American man, and I've never had the pleasure, I've only been with American women, and God knows they're way too opinionated for me. It's always, what can I do? I want to go vote. I want to burn my bra.
Needy, Don. Very needy.
I want to watch 30 Rock while you want to watch a sporting event. They run the remote controls. They run our lives.
Not to mention the spending.
Yet you, I got the feeling if you were my geisha or Mike's geisha, you would just bend over backwards, no pun intended,
so to speak,
to do anything at all the man wanted. Would that be correct?
Yes.
See?
Make sure is, you know what, the Men are very simple. I believe Don and Mike, you are simple, Mr. Simple.
Yes, we are extremely simple.
I want to follow up on that, Pi. Men are very simple. I agree with you. Tell us why. We are very simple creatures, aren't we? And I think American women don't realize just how simple we are.
How?
Yeah, just to surrender what men want. Just to surrender what
surrender.
The realities of what men are.
Really? I love her. I love her a lot.
And Mike, let me toss you a softball. You must ask her about her shrine to the penis.
You have a shrine to... Now, is this a shrine just to... The concept of the penis or a specific person?
Yeah, the concept of a shrine. Shrine doesn't mean build a temple, small temple inside the bedroom. I'm not saying it's a temple. It's a shrine is the way ritual, the worship of your manhood.
So you can hang
what's called a collage of your naked picture, having sex with him, cut it out, and then put the pictures in the frame.
Did you say having sex with your hand?
Now,
I daddy likey that.
Now, this wouldn't be...
Daddy likey.
Would this shrine be something... This is obviously something you wouldn't want to put in the living room, right?
No, it's a living room. Actually, you know, there's a concept of become a lady in the living room and then be a whore in the bedroom.
Hold on a second. What's not to lie?
Hold on a second. Here's another part from my book. You're going to love this.
Okay.
God, if only my girlfriend had read this, if only Mike's girlfriend had read this, Buzz's wife, Rob's wife, everybody, listen to this.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is called, it's just along among the American Geisha Plan. There are these statements expressed sincerely and consistently will begin to guarantee your success. This is your mantra. Read them aloud.
All right, listen. I really, really think this is going to be important, so please listen carefully.
I want more than anything to be in love and married to a good man within 12 months. I care more about love and marriage to a good man than I do about food. That's right, because it's very important that the woman not let herself go.
Oh. Now, I'm sorry to keep applauding, Pi, but you seem to make a lot of sense.
And then thank you.
She has the American Geisha Weight Loss and Maintenance Plan.
Ah. Can I quote something that I read here also, though?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Pi says the best way, and listen, please, if you're writing this down, I think really note-taking would be approved in this.
Please.
Pi says the best way to make sure your man stays true is to worship him and his penis.
This is what I've been saying.
And I the shrine is part of that. I think it's wonderful. Are you married, Pi?
Yes, I'm married for 8 years.
Happy years.
Pi would.
Happy years.
If I was married to you, would you worship my penis?
Since I'm an American geisha, I don't entertain any other men except my husband.
I don't do that to any man. Pi, I said if we were married. Because I'm in a committed relationship as well, but if we were married, you would worship.
Of course, but make sure you are a good man. Good man means who has
salt of the earth.
Values and an honest. Are you honest?
Here's another question. Yes, honest to a fault. When you, if I asked you in the morning to wake up and sing a song of good morning to my penis, would you do it every morning?
It depends on what situation, but I don't say no to him, my husband, at all, because I say no to him, he feels like he got rejected by his manhood.
Right.
Yes. I was
not implying some sexual act. I mean, seriously, if you would get down at the foot of the bed and go, "Good morning, Mr. Penis. I love the penis. I love your penis."
Oh, there's so many good things in here, Don.
Would you sing a penis song right now? Would you just for a second?
Pie and penis together.
Oh, very nice. I like that. She says, sleep naked always. And here's
always.
Here's something I think you'll enjoy, Don.
Yeah,
actually,
it says,
being naked is getting kind of cold, so it makes you can actually lose weight in the cold bedroom. So, but the naked is more intimate with the husband.
Yes. Be quiet together, comfortably.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You should tattoo that on women's foreheads.
Tattoo it backwards
so they can read it in mirrors.
And laugh together. That's a good one, too. Besides the worship of the penis, what else do you do? Like, do you prepare meals for your man? Do you keep the house clean? I'm following up on some of that.
No, I don't really, believe that cleaning up, that's a woman's job, and that makes a man's happy. I don't think that's what the man wants. You know, you can hire housekeeper.
I seriously think that's what men want to.
Right. Then you are tired because you're cleaning, cooking. So at night, sorry, I'm really tired. I don't have energy to have sex with you.
Right.
Well, then save your energy for your man.
But a man might not like a dirty house.
It's all right. Then you hire someone to do it.
She's been in America a few years.
I'm also reading now her tips for women about keeping themselves beautiful and sexy. Hold on. Breasts.
Here we go. Okay.
Breasts. You want firmer, more prominent areolas and nipples. You want to remove extraneous hairs. Better bra support for design. Mm-hmm. Braless clothes to reveal or emphasize. Let me see. Your vaginal area should be more visible, isolated from your thighs. That would make it seem daintier and smaller.
So that means making your thighs smaller, right?
Yeah, and then you have a space between two thighs.
Yes.
And then your vagina gets tight.
That's right. Honey.
So it's good for your men.
I believe in America, that is sometimes referred to as the gap.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually go to a beach and see women in a bikini, and you can analyze women sometimes by the gap, and that's the space between their thighs.
I didn't have a gap at all, so my husband at the time, boyfriend, told me, you don't have a space. I didn't understand what he was talking about because I was 40 pounds overweight.
Oh, yeah.
And then two thighs all rubbing each other and then got hurt and sore, and then I had to put the Vaseline all the time.
Yeah,
that's
well,
a hassle,
I didn't know what the space means, and now I do have a space, 1 inch space, and
MySpace.
That's a very sexy.
See you at MySpace.
You've got that right, too.
Here's a question for you, for any guy that might be thinking about getting a geisha. Of course, as you've indicated, you're the geisha. It's important that you're in shape, you're tight, you look good. If the guy lets himself go, he's a great guy with a good heart.
He's a good man.
He's a good man with good morals, and he doesn't lie to you. But he's, let's say, 100 to 250 pounds overweight. How would you feel about that? Let's say he was the salt of the earth.
Wonderful man, good provider.
Type of man you'd bring back to the Orient to meet your mama's son.
The man's physical part is not that important. But you know what? If he's overweight and the big belly, I cannot see his penis.
But wait.
Because it's covered by the big belly.
Right.
But what about when he gets excited?
And if he lies down.
By his belly, too. So make sure your penis is showing to your woman, then lose weight and then show.
See, I don't like hearing a geisha.
No.
Honey, no. In America, a geisha would never tell her man to lose weight.
No, that's bad geisha.
You can't worship what you can't see.
How much does your man weigh?
He's a 6'3", tall. So I'm only 4'9".
You're only
4'9". So I'm 90 pounds, and he's 180 pounds.
He's
not that heavy.
180 at 6'2" is in great shape.
That's one of our left legs.
Yeah.
For goodness
sake. But fat guys are okay, right?
Yes.
Would you treat a fat guy like a Buddha if he walked around all the time with just a robe on?
Would you rub his belly?
Are you talking about that size?
No, I'm talking about the stomach. Would you rub his tummy?
Oh, I do sometimes. He has a kind of big stomach. He's a very skinny guy, but I don't know. When you get older, do you have a big stomach?
Yes, of course.
He has a big stomach, so I kind of inspire him and say, you know what? I like to see your penis. So,
what do you wear, Pi? What do you wear around the house?
Around the house?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not that sexy at home.
Oh, you're not?
Because I don't feel sexy at home. And then I told him, you know what? I don't feel sexy at home. Would you take me out? Then I fix my hair and then showing my...
Starting to sound a little more American.
Yeah, what if the man were to say to you, darling, I've been out all day working. I don't want to go anywhere tonight. Would you then say, okay, or would you start the incessant whining that you never get out of the house and that... the kids are driving you crazy.
Okay, tell him that, you know what, I would love to feel sexy, but at home I don't feel sexy. Would you take me out?
Oh.
And then, that's
it's not all that important, Pi, to go out to.
Right, it's a good really way not. To go out.
Hold on. Pie. Who's the geisha and who's the man?
Right.
Who's the geisha? Who's the man?
That's right. The geisha.
We're the man.
Right.
That means you don't go out. You no go out at night.
What is the sexiest thing a geisha can do for her man?
Every day.
Make sure, yes, you sleep naked, and whenever he give you orgasm, it's okay to say orgasm at the radio
sure.
show?
Only once.
Go ahead, sure.
Okay, then give the credit to him. You have an orgasm, and then give him that credit.
Would you fake one?
Thank you.
Pi, would you fake it so that the man feels like you had one?
Right.
Would you fake it? Would you pretend?
Oh, and then, okay, of course I'm in heaven after I have an orgasm, right?
Yes.
I'm almost dead. So after 5 minutes, and I kind of wake up and...
Well, let's say you're with Mike or I, though. We're with me or with Mike.
And you weren't satisfied.
And you didn't, but we would want you to pretend
what?
Like you were. Would you pretend like you would? And then would you rub our big Buddha bellies and tell us how good we are?
Pi?
Yes?
Well, I guess she didn't understand the question.
Would you fake an orgasm so that we think you are satisfied?
Oh, make sure you have, you know what, you women sometimes are fake.
Yes. And yes. Do you fake it, Pi? Do you ever fake it?
Oh, of course. Every woman fakes.
Oh, good. Okay. But
even I do it.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to fake because
that's
it's over.
Right. You realize our time is limited. We're important men. We have dragons to slay and skyscrapers to build.
Pi, in minutes, how long do you think a man needs to last for you?
1 hour.
1 hour.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
What if the man was so turned on by you that he could only restrain himself perhaps for 2 American minutes?
It's all right. 2 minutes is okay. Sometimes a quickie is the best way to do
it. What if it was a solid diet of quickies? But again, the man would be totally...
A solid diet of quickies. That's your book. That's going to be your book. Don Geronimo's A Solid Diet of Quickies.
But the man would be totally satisfied in every way and think you are the best geisha in the world. Would that be okay with you?
Of course.
Ah, here's another question, Pi.
Yes?
What if that man, the big man that looks like Buddha, that has the big belly, wants you to bring one of your friends into the bedroom? One of your girlfriends into the bedroom with him. How do you feel about that?
You mean threesome?
Yes, threesome.
Well, if that is a man's fantasy and you already talk about it's okay to do threesome together,
yeah.
Then I'm okay with that.
Very good.
I want it, actually. I'm curious bias.
Yes.
Wait, curious bi.
Yes.
So I wanted to have a relationship with a woman. And that's what my husband wanted, and we tried to actually arrange the threesome.
Yes.
But I was kind of freaked out.
Yes.
What if he leaves me because the girlfriend is more beautiful?
Oh,
so
yes.
So maybe I was not confident enough.
Right, but now you are?
But now, yes, I'm kind of ready to go out for threesome.
Good for you.
Oh, very, very good.
My husband's a fantasy.
Oh.
I should satisfy that he's a fantasy, too.
It's many, many American men's fantasy.
The last thing I want to ask you about here in your book, Pi, is, and your book is called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha.
Right
here, I love this. Tell me about this part right here that says, no manipulation.
Yes.
Now, I, of course, would like to be manipulated in a sexual way.
Right.
But.
In fact, it probably is your first choice.
I do like handies across
Never
America.
Never use sex as a weapon. You know, a woman uses sex as a weapon. I do sometimes. If you don't clean
bad
up
geisha.
Sex,
bad
no
geisha.
Sex,
sex is a weapon. Bad
That's
geisha.
That's manipulation, actually.
Right.
And he told me, you never, 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 never say that to me at
right.
all.
That, right. He's a good man, your man, to say that to you.
One more. Pi, one more question for you here. Who has the final word in the household?
Who has the final word?
Who is the real boss?
Who's the boss?
I think two people together.
No, that's wrong.
Wrong.
Well, who has it? Woman.
The man.
The man.
Very good.
You
let
have to
him,
go. Yes,
let
yes.
him be a hero and then let him be a winner, actually.
Yes.
That's a better way. You try to compete with your man. It doesn't help at all.
Oh,
you're
right. Hold on.
Win.
Pie. The worst thing they could have done was send us a copy of your book. Because I'm going to tell you, on one hand, I'm reading something that's very good.
Very good.
Rules for the Women. Mm-hmm. Express your love daily to the man.
Very good.
And she writes it. You say, I love you. I like who you are. You make me happy.
Right.
But listen to this part. Rules for a married man.
Not rules for a married man.
There should be no rules with a geisha, but here's the rules.
Absolutely no rules.
Wear your wedding ring 24/7. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. Here's number two. I know we have a problem with this one. Be nice.
Oh, no. That's very hard for American men.
Number three. I hate to say this, Pie, but you're sounding like the typical American bitchly cowcorn woman right here. Do household chores before she asks.
Oh, no. You have to reprint this book and take that out.
Listen to her problems.
Hey, listen to your...
Phone home if you will be late.
Okay, she gives all the pleasure and she gives you credit.
Don't spend too much time on TV. You wrote in your book, don't spend too much time on TV. What is wrong with you? Oh. You're a geisha.
Oh, no, all those rules have to be... How about this? We have to throw out all the rules for men.
Those are wrong. Pie?
Pie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, we're just trying to help you.
There can be no rules for men.
No rules.
No rules. You go now. No rules.
Well, Pie, you're very nice and very sweet, and I hope you make a lot of money on your book.
You know what? If your woman follows these tips, the sex secrets of an American geisha, your man's fantasy will come true.
And, Pie, is it okay for the men to ignore the rules at the end of the book?
That's all right, because he's a human being, too. He makes mistakes.
Very good.
Here's what I'm going to do, Pie. I'm going to bring this book home to my girlfriend. What I'm going to do is just see what I'm doing right now?
He's ripping out the rules.
I can give you another copy. Don't do that. Someone told me that they rolled the weed out of the page, and then they got high. And
that would be Mr. Burbank.
Yes. You got high on your book.
Oh, man.
All right, well, Pi, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Yeah. Can I leave my website?
Oh, yes, go ahead. Mention your website again.
www.AmericanGeishaHouse.com.
www.AmericanGeishaHouse.com.
Well, we'll have a link on our website. You keep serving men, and remember, the world revolves around men. You wouldn't be here if not for a man.
Thank you.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Thank you, Pi.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Okay, good lucker.
Bye.
Hold on long time.
Bye.
Hold on, please. Hold on.
Bye-bye, American Pie. There she goes.
Oh, you can actually, could you feel some of the poison coming into her, being in this country, that her concepts at the beginning were so solid, and then at the very end, she's becoming Americanized.
It's
tragedy.
It's the word that I hate. She was becoming an independent thinker.
Yes, yes. All those rules.
Rules for men. What?
The TV rule. Boy, I really admire your restraint there. You know, it was fantastic at the beginning. Can you imagine walking in and you walk in and you look and see these Polaroid pictures of your thing on the wall? Hey, yeah, that's her shrine to me.
To my penis.
Right.
They're so supportive of me. That went great.
Would it be worth the trade-off if there was a shrine to your penis if you had to do chores before she asked?
No, I can do without the shrine.
Really? And I got news for you, honey. The shrine to my penis, it lives right up here, right between my ears. Shrine open 24 hours a day.
That's right, dear.
Come and worship.
She's unforgettable.
She truly is. Like, that'll do it for Pie.
Pie.
Sex secrets of an American geisha. She really did talk this way.
Yes, she did. Pie R squared.
Oh, people were calling for her.
Unforgettable.
We didn't get any of these calls. Hello, Mike. You're on the air. She's not here right now, but go ahead.
Hi, Donna, Mike. I really wanted to ask her, you know, I was enjoying the interview up till I heard the first chink in the armor. And
stop it. That's when she said
something about the fat, and then it got progressively worse and worse and worse, and I'm like, God!
Yeah, I agree.
I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
There's no perfect woman out there.
No. I really thought for a while there we were going to have the total subservient. You know, I thought we were going to go back to the 1950s for a while, and it did start to go south. Or east.
Hello, Geisha. You know what I'd like to see you do? Take off all your clothes. Good girl. Now, order Daddy a pizza. All right, now, turn the TV on. Now, take my underpants off. Quick, put them on your head. Now, dance, monkey, dance.
And, of course, after we're finished, silence.
Now, come here. Use your hand. Now, leave.
Right.
But you didn't follow the rules.
Here's a little fantasy for you. You give her the remote, not to use, just so you can bark out the channel numbers. How cool would that be?
You know, that's the way that they did it, like,
82.
That's the way they did it back in, like, Et tu, Brute times.
Right? Yes.
You know. Mm-hmm. I've seen the show Rome on HBO.
Channel 7!
That's right. And a bunch of guys with their ropes and pulleys and their big medieval slingshots.
Sure.
Have to get things going. It's almost like one of those mousetrap things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You actually get the channel right to change.
Like Caligula.
Thank you, Mike. It always comes back to Caligula.
That movie made an impression on me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, I need her. I need her to crack my back.
She'd do that for you.
I'm sure she
would. How come you didn't ask her if she did the moonwalk on American Men back?
Well, because I'm sure that there would be a bit of an attitude with it.
She's very attractive. I mean, her picture was in the book, and she's very, very attractive.
She's slight in the breast area.
Yes, she is, but I think she'd make up for it.
Yeah, but she's definitely cute. But I get the feeling that if she was walking on your back, she'd be telling you the same thing. Did you take out garbage like I asked you in advance?
Yeah, and she'd be wearing big ugly panties and stuff because she doesn't dress sexy around the house. She made that real clear. She only dresses sexy when she's going out.
Are you wearing your wedding ring? Oh, look at the shrine to my penis. Your penis. See, I mean, it's like back
and it might
and forth.
Be a little nastier than that too. It might be like, no TV, no TV. Could be like that, right? And then she gets to be 70 years old, and
Yoko Ono.
She sounds like a house full of cats.
Got big knitting needles in her hairdo.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Chopsticks.
The naughty bits horizontal or vertical? We never found out.
Oh,
okay,
dear.
Everybody's got all the stereotypes. But thank you, because that really the old stereotypes are the best stereotypes. Thank you for the call.
Love you in Frisco.
See you later. Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.